Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. This is the weatherman report for Thursday, 21st day of March, 2024. Our weather situation across the nation, it's looking pretty good in the east and in the west, although colder weather has already moved into many of the mid-Atlantic and northeastern states during the daytime today. Still looking at a big storm developing along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast. That's going to advance to the northeast and bring some hefty rains to New York City, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and the Boston area sometime during the daytime on Saturday into Saturday night. Then a clearing and brusque and a little bit of colder flow for a while on Sunday and Monday of next week. Look across the nation, at least as far as the airline hubs is concerned, we see generally fair skies in Atlanta and Charlotte. No problems expected today, although that rain will be moving in to the Atlanta and Charlotte area on Friday evening. As during the daytime, though, it looks like it's pretty good, so no problems aviation hub-wise going into those places. New York also looking pretty good. D.C. and the Boston area all generally fair. The wind's still strong out of the northwest, Newark, New York, and that will cause between 1 and 2 hour delays in and around the areas because of the strong winds on Friday. Looking in South Florida, there were some hefty thunderstorms due to the across the southwestern corner of the Florida Peninsula at Fort Myers and all the way down to Naples. But it looks like most of that shower action will be clear of Miami, so only minimal delays in the Miami area. Houston's going to have lots of rainfall, so they're going to have some delays into the Houston area. Ditto for Dallas-Fort Worth, although most of the heavier rains will be off to the east and south. West Coast looking pretty good in the L.A., San Francisco area, the weather should be dry. Dry right now in Portland, however, looks like some rainy weather moves in for the evening hours. We do see snow across much of northern sections of Montana and southern Canada, and that will be advancing towards the east-southeast, joining with that big low that's going to be forming across the mid-Atlantic states on Friday evening into Saturday. It looks like that could bring some snowy conditions across the Great Lakes and eastern Canada sometime later in the weekend and on Sunday. Weather across the northeast, Carter, well, as I mentioned, that strong northwest flow moved in on Thursday evening, even caused some snow squalls and snow showers all across Pennsylvania, New York State, and into southern New England. Looks like the lake effect snow showers will die down during the daytime on Friday. However, still lots of snow across northern Maine and up in the Canadian Maritimes as the storm quickly moves away from the area. And D.C. to the Boston area, look for generally fair skies for Friday as temperatures hover only in the mid-40s. By Saturday, looks like overcast and rainy weather. And that rain, 1 to 3 inches of rainfall possible from the developing low right now across coastal sections of Texas and Louisiana, all advancing northeast on Saturday. Sunday's weather should show some improving conditions, but with near seasonable temperatures this weekend. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Next update on Saturday. Have yourself a great day.